Yeah, I just plugged the headphones into my phone instead of the computer. Tell me about the listening to the daily.
Yeah, so you sent me down that hole, and all you said was listening to the daily. It's terrifying, and of course, you know, I'm one for horror, so I plugged and
Sorry.
cleaning things I haven't cleaned in 2 years, and yeah, that guy I've been listening to. I mean, I think 4 weeks ago, maybe it was. I can't remember. I just remember Jack was in Shakespeare, and I was meeting some friends for a drink, and I couldn't get out of the car. I was listening to him, and I walked in, and my friend said she was heading off to Argentina next week, and I'm sure they'll give you your money back. Just don't do it, you know. And she has
Yeah.
wanderlust, and it's gotta go. And I said, she's like, it's not there. I said, yeah, but it was just in China at this point. And I said, yeah, I think you shouldn't go. So she did, and I was so worried about her. Just so I sat my mom down talking to a wall, basically, but I felt like I had to talk to some other adult at that moment. And I just said, you know, we need to brace for a year, most likely a year, if we get lucky with a vaccine, because nothing we are doing. And we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. But I just am so pissed that all these people are not.
And by we, you mean you and your mom and Jack?
And you and my friends and people I know. The guy mentioning, you know, that just people ignoring this situation.
Well, I mean, we have a, we have a leadership who basically has been blowing it off all along. And so, I mean, you go to the store here, and half the people that live around where I am still think it's some sort of like overblown flu situation. And I mean, they might have believed so anyway, but they were also reinforced in their beliefs by the Orange Monster weeks ago, and then now again that he's like, well, it's better for people to just, so we'll lose a few.
You remember that one where he called up the woman who had lost her husband fighting in a war, and he said, I'm sorry for your loss, but you know, he knew what he was signing up for. We're getting that
Yeah.
lip service. I woke up, my first thought was, there's less pollution out there right now.
Good.
Yeah, I thought about that, and I had a couple of other things that I can't remember now that were kind of trying to spin this. And then I got up and I had a quiet moment in my warm house. And you know what? I usually get my kid up at 9 to start this attempt at school, but today I thought, forget about it. He slept till 11. I talked to my dear friend Sarah, FaceTimed her, both lying horizontal, and then got on with the day. And the day was rough.
I'm
There were
sorry.
tears, not mine. Hair pulling, not mine. Trying to scratch the skin off his body. He was so undone with this attempt at homeschool. And you know, the math, he's stumped, and we have no access. I mean, I did offer. I said I can call my friend, you know, here and there. I said I could ask your teacher for some. Nope. He doesn't want anyone to know. So I'm like, we can't go down the road of a year with you stuck on being stubborn, not letting people know you need help with a decimal.
By the way, he's not going to be home for a year. I have to say, my approach, and I know that Nora's almost 15 and Jack's a little younger, but my approach is that I'm not too concerned about it. I think the whole thing is, the whole situation is so messed up. And if she has a day where school is not happening, it's not happening.
I put my palms on my eyes and I rested my elbows on the computer and I couldn't help myself. And he knows I'm serious when I curse because I try not to. But I said, you have got to calm the fuck down. He was coming undone, and I'm coming undone, and the cat need to be fed, and mom needs to, you know, get out of bed. I was beaten down. I was beaten
I'm
down.
sorry.
You know, slowly the tables turned. I mean, I kind of basically gave up and let him have some quiet reading time, and then that.
Yeah, just let him find stuff that he likes to do. I mean, literally, we're not supposed to be homeschooling our kids. We're supposed to be supportive of them in this weird situation that they're in. I'm just being very, very lax with myself. I don't actually even have a clue about what Nora's doing for school. I just ask her once a day if she's keeping up, and she says yes. And I'm like, okay, good.
Good. How do you say that in Danish?
Gut.
Oh, gut.
Gut.
Gut on you.
Gut nuck. Nora.
Nora.
Nora. I know. I didn't. What did Nora actually finally came out of her room, and she made herself some lunch, which was good. I don't think she's been outside yet, and she doesn't want to. So we're working on it. We watched the new Jumanji movie last night.
Hilarious. And I love when it's Chris Hart who becomes Danny Glover.
Kevin Hart and Chris Rock.
That's right. Kevin and Hart.
But you said Chris Hart.
I did?
You did. You can go back and listen. Anyway.
Kevin Hart is hilarious playing the long-winded, slow Danny Glover.
He is so funny.
That was the whole highlight of the whole film for me.
Yeah, I know. He's just he's the highlight of both films, as far as I'm concerned. So that was it. I got her out of her room, which was, you know, but she seems, you know, the thing is, she seems in pretty good spirits. Like, she's not yet. Yeah. So I'm just like, I'm just going to let her do it at her speed, as long as she's sort of keeping up with what she has to do. Just...
Well, when the tears abated, then things lifted, and he's been hilariously putting on, what is it? She's got big button. Nope, that's not it. I like big butts, and I don't know why.
I just can't lie.
I just can't lie.
And I don't know why.
Yeah, we got to twerking.
Maybe he can like come on the show and do a little performance for us.
Oh yeah.
What are you guys having for dinner?
Very good question. Jack, on our little walk, took a little sunny walk. He was like, "I want real French fries." He didn't want my. I made a beautiful salad. I cut up purple potatoes and other kinds of potatoes, and I cooked those up with broccoli, you know, roasted broccoli. But then I roasted up that crazy fluorescent green pokey Escher vegetable I had, and then I gave him some kale, and he was like, "What are you doing?" So tonight he's like, we're passing the pub, and he's like, "Oh, could we get takeout with real French fries and a burger?" I was like, "Yeah, maybe we could split a burger." And he goes, "No, you get your own burger."
Burgers are good, though.
I don't know. I used to eat a burger. Well, for a long time, I didn't eat any of that. And then I know this restaurant on the Cape in the summer gets delicious beef. So I'll have one burger a summer. And as soon as I move to this part of the country, it's like, I'm looking right at the cow. I'm like, hello.
Yeah. I mean, my principle is, as long as you can look the cow in the eye and say, "I will eat you." It's okay. Yeah, that's how I raised my children. I would take them to the farm. I would introduce them to the cow and be like, "You will be eating this animal. Are you okay with this?" I had a friend who the first thing they fed their baby when they started on solids was liver and sweet potatoes.
Oh, I think that's great.
I'm sure it is, but I was like, that's such a rough introduction to solids.
Yeah, no, sweet potato was Jack's first thing. My mom said I ate snails when I was a little tiny toddler. Like, I only ate four or five things until college. But before I knew better, I was very epicurious.
Epicurious?
I know it's a magazine. Is that a word?
All right, Caitlin. I'm sorry, this is great.
What is, I mean, there's a magazine, it's about food.
Okay, well, I'm just still waiting for the explanation.
Figure it out.
Oh my God.
I want to get buff. I mean, it's not going to happen, but.
You want to get what?
I want to get buff. I want to use this time to get buff.
Buff?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you just got to keep doing those prison planks. I was I haven't been able to go back to yoga. Somehow I have too much sort of vigorous energy. You know, it's hard to do the sort of quiet stuff. I'm going to have to, I think, get into the meditation to get myself back there. Right now, it feels like running, like push-ups, sit, like that kind of stuff. I need a punching bag
or something. That is just what you need. That is so what you need. You are a woman built for kickboxing.
3 months from now, or 4 months from now, or 10 months from now. And we'll all be sort of like super Popeye. People.
We'll look like Popeye.
Maybe, although the other unfortunate thing that's happening, at least at my house, is that I'm kind of just eating my way through the day.
Well, what would be your last meal?
My last meal? Like before I die last year?
Yeah.
Oh, it would have to include Brussels sprouts and caramelized onions.
I'm thinking about this. It's changed over the years, but I definitely think, let's see.
This is something you've thought about?
Yeah. And there was a whole list of last meals that was, maybe it was the New York Times. I was fascinated. So I think I'd have to have some, listen, that pulled pork you made one night was to die for.
That was really fucking good. Pork shoulder that was cooked in these dried chilies for hours on end. Yeah, that was really good.
And I have a little of that on the plate, and then I want some of this divine Yorkshire pudding I used to have on Christmas Eve. And
ooh.
I want to have, definitely it's on another plate, I want to have a little, like, perfect mango with a little lime juice squoze on that. And then I don't know what's more obnoxious, squeezed or squoze? I wish it was third option.
Squoze?
Because in the old days, I just wanted nachos. I mean, I'm like, who are we kidding? We're just going to eat nachos, the best nachos, the biggest nachos. But now I think I want your pulled pork, Yorkshire pudding, perfect mango with lime, and funky ass divine mushroom situation. Maybe a little
mushrooms.
Mushroom risotto. You know what I really like? Mussels, like really garlicky white wine mussels with in there in the broth. Some like fennel.
Dude, you're killing me. This is endless. There are so many foods that you'd want on this plate, right? I mean, every time you say something, I'm like, yes, I want that too. But I mean, picking one thing seems like a crime. But mussels might be one, or oysters.
Oh yeah. Put those in there too. And you know what? Some raw, some broiled.
Broiled? No, yeah. I would want the deep fried oysters with that sauce. I used to work at this restaurant, First Avenue, and we did these fried oyster po' boys. Man, they were good.
Oh, and my drink would be Chateau Margaux.
Man, you're being a little demanding for somebody who's being given a last meal. If you're in prison and somebody gives you a last meal, they're going to be like, here, you can pick one thing.
No.
Yeah.
No, not true. I mean, all right, a lot, but they'll give you a few things.
They're not going to, like, go get you raw oysters.
No, I don't think so.
Right? Or even fried oysters. It's going to be like, do you want steak or lasagna?
No, sweetie, it's not like a wedding. What people get, they get things.
I mean, who knows? But I mean, I'm also hoping my last meal won't be in prison. Let's put it that way.
Well, I hope my last meal is at a party at home, and you know, I'm old, and I get to eat some freaking divine food, and then I hug and say goodbye to all these beloved people, and give away like all my jewelry, and then go to bed and die.
Yeah. I think I was listening to some podcast one time about how when you talk to people about how they want to die, dying overnight, and people sort of go, oh, that's what I want to do. I just want to die overnight. Like, you know, I never wake up again. And it's a very, very small number of people who actually die that way. Most people die in agony.
I know.
Unfortunately. I'm feeling a little mentally fragile and tired today, I think.
Yeah.
Exhausted. Yeah, exhausted is the word. I'm feeling exhausted mentally, you know, just from all this. It's too much information. But I mean, you can choose not to think about it, but there really isn't a way. I mean, there's a way not to listen to it all the time for your mind not to process it.
Well, I think the only thing you have to listen to is that daily today, and it sums it up, and that's about as much as...
To every question, he's like, so are you saying that this is like as bad as it's going to get? And he goes, yes, to every question. It was just terrible. We'll continue our banter tomorrow.
Okay, good night, dear.
Good night. Love you, darling.